All right. If a friend of yours has done something, you did it yesterday, you would say that he, how would you tell me, you know, that he has done something yesterday?
Well, I would say that this friend of mine did
whatever it was.
Okay. Whatever it was yesterday.
Okay. All right. Now, he did it even further back than just yesterday.
Last week.
All right. But he has what? You say he did it yesterday, but I've seen him do it in the past.
In the past.
What's another way of saying that?
Before.
All right. And another way? He has what?
Done it before.
Okay. What do we call this thing we're in right now we've been talking about?
Dining room.
All right. But the whole thing?
Right? House.
Okay.
Home, house.
All right. When you lived on the farm, what was that little thing, place where you stored your hay, etc.?
Barn.
Okay. And the building you stored your corn in was
crib.
Okay.
Corn crib.
What do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain now? You know, when your father may have gone to the
store, a warehouse, storehouse.
What's another one? That's good. What about granary?
Granary. Granary.
Mm-hmm. All right. The upper part of a barn is called a what part of a barn?
Loft.
Okay. And if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
It's haystack. You put it in a stack. Haystack.
Okay. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
You stack it. You bale it.
There's another term for it when it's in little small piles. What do you call those?
You stack it. You thrash it.
Yes, that's pretty.
I should know all this time.
All right, let's talk about a little bit about the cows and horses, etc.
Okay.
On the farm there.
Okay.
Where did you keep your cows?
Well, in the barn.
Okay.
And in the pasture.
What's another word for those? That's right. All right. What do you call the place where you kept your horses?
Barn or corral.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would bring the cows to milk them?
Yes.
What'd you call that?
We call that a stall. Yeah. Cow stall.
And what was another word for it? What'd you do to them when you brought them in to milk them?
Put them in a pen, I guess you'd call that.
Pen, okay. When you did milk them, what did you call that action?
Udder. Milking for cow.
Milking cow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where do you keep your hogs and pigs, or where did you keep your hogs and pigs?
We had a pig pen.
Okay. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before we had,
The well. In a bucket and a well.
All right. Where was another place?
In the spring and the...
Okay. Any other places?
Yes.
For storing
a little screen house out in the yard.
Uh-huh. Tell me about that little screen house. What was that?
Well, it was just a little house that sat up on a stilt, and it was screened all the way around, and had a wooden roof, a shingle roof, and a eaves that protected it from the rain. And you got your milk and your butter and put it in there on shelves, and you got ready for it, you went back and got it. Put it out under the shade of an oak.
Mm-hmm.